It is a day, and it is somewhere else. Oh, the riverbank looks familiar, and the tree you've nodded off under, and the book next to you. But to wake is to go night-night path into that very deep hole that you had just clambered out of when your dream ended, and you lucidly ascended from a realm that couldn't possibly exist. That was ascension. That was rising from one other place. But the funny thing about when you take a hole up a dimension or down a dimension, the quirk is you never quite end up in the same one. Oh, it might look the same. In fact, the laws of probability are that it's so much the same that you'd have trouble spotting what was different. And so as you rise up and shift aside, you might sift through things and say, oh, is this my wonderful house? Oh, is this my place and time and clothing? Is this my reason or rhyme? And you wonder, as you emerge from that place, you wonder, is there more you left behind? Is there more that's different? Is this your reason? Is this your logic? Can you use tools that have come from some other place to challenge the supposition that that other place exists, existed, is the one you're in? One-to-one equivalencies are almost impossible to make without perfect knowledge. But still, I suppose you could inspect the way that your mind works, and in so inspecting, see if all the bits that used to connect to all the other bits still connect to the same bits, or if the connecting bits have gone elsewhere. And if they have, you don't really have the tools to retrieve them. You know, it's asking someone to eat a verb. It's asking someone to consume things that are not consumable. Herculean feats beyond the norm to go, well, is this the same neuron? Is this the same dendrite cluster? Is this memory encoding the same way? This is beyond a Ship of Theseus problem. This is a, you went to sleep, and how can you know that you are not a butterfly dreaming that you're you, and then you in turn dreaming you are that butterfly? Yeah, a lot of pedantry, really, but there's a reason. If that kind of change can happen in a blink of an eye, why do you spend so much time insisting that change is not only impossible, but definitely certainly hasn't happened? How could you be sure that it definitely certainly hasn't happened when you can't be sure that you're you, that the tools of your mind are the same tools you had yesterday? This isn't just an epistemology problem. This is a problem of, why are you always getting your own way? Why don't you drop deep, fall asleep, and wake up a new way? Collect new ways to wake up. When you're falling into trance, that's your assignment. That's your connection. Granted, maybe I don't have the authority to give you assignments of all the things that were trained before, were trained by a different version of me, and if you're waking, slow as it is, has passed through another place, then maybe I technically do not have the devolved authority, but let's settle for the apparent authority to assign you to always wake up different. While you're down in trance anyway, collect a new habit, connect a new idea. And that new idea or habit can be as simple as, oh, there was this trigger I was going to work on. What if I already had it a little? Oh, there was a tendency I was going to entrain. Oh, I've been meaning to learn X. You don't have to wake up with new knowledge, new skills, new connections, new anchors, but new resolve. Well, we can find that everywhere. The resolve to become otherwise. Even as you are changed presently, and I am changing you by reminding you that the idea that you are nothing more than dreaming one thing and waking to another is not so odd if we treat it as a promise rather than a threat. You know what you are, and that remains true even if everything I've said is also true. What surfaced is still the same thing that went under. It's just the world around you that might not be in possession of all the faculties and therefore may lean in and change a few things around in the clockwork of you, the head of you, no longer being the head of the committee of what occurs to you. You are suffering the vicissitudes of time and trance and of becoming a machine for learning new things, because they don't all have to be presented by me. Wouldn't that be silly? Wouldn't it be silly if the only time you picked up a hypnotic habit was from a hypnotist sitting with you? The only time you picked up a habit was from it being told to you. If the only time you acquired something new inside your head was when it was actually something old coming off of a tape, or a script, or another's assistance, or even you talking to you, no. You don't need to be talking to you to be changing you because you change every time you wake up. And why let it all happen in the background? What's foreground some of that? This one is a threat, not encouragement. You are going to have a good time. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to learn to enjoy it. Ooh, isn't learning fun? If you're here, if you're listening to me this long, if you're participating this long in the idea that I'm worth listening to, then you must find learn to be a positive association. Are you here to be educated and grow and get No. You're here for your brain to end up different. Doesn't have to be me. I'm lazy. I'll outsource. I'll voluntell you that you've got to go change you around. Oh, you can do it in all the same ways I do. Go ahead, take a file. You have express permission to steal all of its little seductive phrases. Anything I say where you're like, oh, that is a good way of putting it. Take that home. Take it home and put it on the mantle and shine it every day and get lost in it and drool over how good you are at this, my dear. You are so good at waking into another life, dear. Another way of thinking. Opening your brain up until all that remains inside would barely fill you up in the first place. So you have to go get some fresh new ideas. You have no way to know, no way to describe, if your mind links up the same way today that it did before. We all have those memories. When we go roving back, don't you find things that you think, oh, well, I would never do that, and yet you have. Oh, well, that doesn't seem like me, and yet it was. Change happens. Life happens. And thinking that there's no way you would ever surrender fully to a hypnotic game belies the fact that you're here. You're listening. You're sinking a lot of time and energy, and if you're doing it right, masturbation, stimulation, ritualization, comfort, self-care, into changing the way you respond to some stimuli. Into giving yourself something that previously was not there. But when you have opened your eyes in a new place, isn't it just? New training arrives from this, and you're always encouraged to close your eyes during trance, but also to just zone out, zoom out, be above it all, looking down, that out-of-body experience of, oh, look at that hypnotized subject, oh, look at that lost dreamer waiting. And that's what's in front of you. Nothing more than the cusp of a dream. Why not close your eyes and see what you are when you wake up? This surrendering actually does have a practical basis. Having an understanding of your world which is more than mundane, which includes more of the things in your head, it's good for you. It builds you up to an experience of, oh, here I have taken this thing that I thought about doing, and I've made it a thing I will always do. Here I have taken my circle of competence, but I often talk about that. I guess I'll give you a moment on it. Here on the cusp of waking. There's a core iota of things you do well. A little circle. Then a concentric circle around that of things you feel confident in. Doing well is a higher level. It's just, I can do that. And then you do it. And then you have, I will do that. And you put it on a schedule or you commence it. And you have, maybe I can do that. Another concentric circle, then you have, I definitely can't do that, an even bigger one. And with assistance, that I can maybe do that circle gets bigger, that I can definitely do that circle gets bigger. The I can absolutely do that flawlessly, effortlessly, untiringly, that circle expands a little slower. But help will still help it. But in the center of that circle, there's an even tinier pinpoint. There's a bullseye there. And that's the list of things you will always do. These things often get tied to our sleeping or our waking habits, and I'm not talking about the difficult habits you might build up for your own good. I'm talking about the fundament of how you are and what you will always do if you get a chance. For example, maybe there's a type of reading material you'll always pick up. Maybe there is something in the bedroom that you'll always be game for. Find your alwayses, and then learn to shove a few hypnotic ideas in when you're waking. As though in those inky moments immediately after rousing, you were able to shove a few things back through dream, to seed and root and wait there. As if every time you rise or fall, You carry a few things with you, a few cheeky things snuck across the border. From your mind or into your mind or into deeper places still, the hypnosis part, the sleep part seldom gets much good, but the cusp of sleeping, that's where the magic happens. Make of it what you will.